Ramirez. R-A-M-I-R-E-Z. First name, Lizbeth. L-I-Z-B-E-T-H. 625-03. 21-year-old young lady comes in for second opinion. Patient has been seen by Southeast Texas Clinic, right? Here in Cleveland, Health Center here in Cleveland, Texas. The Health Center of Southeast Texas. Here in Cleveland, on or about January of this year, where she was having terrible dizziness, headache, weight loss, sweaty hands, sweaty palms, palpitation, and just feeling horrible. Patient was seen by a provider who ordered some blood tests. She got her blood test back. They gave her the ability to look up the blood test, but they never told her what was wrong. Then she went back for a second visit. They did an ultrasound of her thyroid, and they said, you have enlarged thyroid. But what the blood test really showed was thyroglobulin antibody in 300, TSH very low, free T3, free T4, very high, consistent with Graves' disease. But no one has talked to her and told her exactly what's going on with her. So today she comes in, she's anxious. Her pulse is 124, Patty. 145 over 69, 18 respiration, temperature 98, or two sat 99%, period. She has never had COVID immunization, allergy to nothing, medical problems. Gosh, what does this say? Period. Oh, she has abnormal periods because of her thyroid disease, but no other issues. Oh, he comes to me, right? Eventually he comes to me. Surgery, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking. She works in logistics. She's married. She has no children. Review of system, tachycardia, dizziness, hair loss, dry skin, palpitations, just feeling terrible, bulging eyes. Today we examined her. Vital signs as above. Heart was tachycardic. Lungs clear. Abdomen soft. Next for JVD skin shows no ash. Thyroid appears generous. Thyroid ultrasound shows thyromegaly here in the office. Carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. No significant lymphadenopathy noted. Period. New paragraph. I talked to her about hyperthyroidism / Graves disease, number one. Number two, I gave her an option to see endocrinologist for radioactive iodine. Number three, she does not want a radioactive iodine. Number four, she does not want surgery. Number five, she wants to be treated with Tapazole, T-A-P-A-Z-O-L-E, 5 milligram once a day, along with propranolol, 20 milligram TID. I think she's going to feel a lot better. Have her come back in 3 weeks. We're going to recheck her TSH, free T3, free T4, and thyroglobulin at a later date. Then we're going to proceed with possibly increasing her Tapazole. At one time, she will need an evaluation by endocrinologist, but at this time, we're going to treat her and reevaluate in 3 weeks. Next number is add propranolol, 20 milligram TID. Next number is we talked to her about multivitamins and other issues, that other things that she can do. And follow-up is in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and as I mentioned, if anything changes, she will call me right away. Thank you.